Hey, after the podcast, stick around. We'll do the closing jingle. And then we've included a bonus interview with Jeff Dunham. It's really awesome. It was right before Thanksgiving is when we talked with him. But we're going to put it on this just for a little extra for you. A little lanyap, as we say in Louisiana.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's Podcast.
Hey, go ahead and like and subscribe and hit all the rating things and tell everybody how amazing we are. It does us huge favors for growing the podcast and continuing to push the growth of that. Because if the podcast stops growing, Big D might get tired of doing it.
I've been tired of doing it for a while, honestly.
So please rate the podcast as high as possible. Share it with your friends, whatever it takes. Just spread the love, and we appreciate it. By the way, we are here in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And if you love music, you've got to download the Pickle Jar app. Show some gratitude to your favorite artists, your favorite bands, bands in a bar, whatever. You can also support some causes, like with fundraisers around town. You can even watch exclusive content. They've got a bunch of videos and pics that you can't find anywhere else. It's all there at picklejar.com. Check it out. It's really awesome.
Did you get my text?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, the text.
Merry Christmas.
So, you sticking with your usual $10 bets? Are you jumping it up?
No. I'm going to stay $10.
So we're going to get the betting lines out of the way real quick. So I'm betting on America to win the World Cup. And the bad thing is, not the World Cup, but this weekend's game against the Netherlands. And the bad thing is if there's a tie at the end of the game, I don't win even if America wins in overtime.
Yeah, that's a dumb soccer.
Really?
Soccer has a bunch of weird rules. Like, come on, man. Americanify the game of soccer and give us a countdown clock. That would make this game so big in America.
I mean, it's big in America, but
it is big in America, but it's not like okay, what's bigger? America? I mean,
football is
hockey,
I get it.
Or soccer? In America.
Soccer.
No.
Ooh, hockey.
I think hockey is bigger, way bigger. Yeah. He thinks it's better. I would think, you give us a clock. So the average person, I get it. I understand stoppage time and adding the extra. I get all that. But the average person doesn't.
It's the biggest sporting event on the planet. I don't think they need to change anything for America.
Why?
Because it's art.
People change everything for America all the time. We're the best, man.
Okay. I'm a homer too.
Bubba's right on that.
How much is the Bubba here putting up?
He put $25 on America and $25 on Tulane to win
their five and a half conference championship.
What other ones are you doing?
That's it. That's all.
Oh, just doing two.
Two bets.
Oh, wow, that's. What's that like?
But I don't
even feel like.
Well, he's still betting more money than you because you sent me four bets at $10 each.
I know, but it's not about the money.
It's not about the money. It's about the stress it causes you while watching games all weekend.
I don't even watch the games. That's the fun thing.
You're going to watch the Tulane game, and you're going to watch the USA game.
This past weekend, I watched nothing. I had money. I didn't even care. Carson, I actually bet with Patrick this past time. It was for Thanksgiving or whatever. I was like, dude, it's a special occasion. Here's some money. Let's do this. And I won. I did pretty well.
No, he didn't. He won.
I got $53.
He won one out of the four games he bet.
I got
he started with 100 and got back 53.
Yeah. I started with 100?
Yeah, he doesn't even know how much he started with.
I thought I started with 25.
Yeah. Well, on that bet you did, but you lost the three. Yeah.
He's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
Oh, you are a gambling dream.
Yeah.
Vegas loves you.
This is why.
I mean, $100.
I won $53. Sir, you bet $100.
I'll be back next week.
Okay.
I don't gamble, and this is probably why.
That's a good thing. That is a good thing.
He walks up to the casino. They're closed. Yeah. They seem open the door. Open the door for this guy.
Hurry up. That's okay. He doesn't know how to count.
Sir, may we give you a buffet coupon?
No, that's how you lose money over here. Let me tell you right now.
Yeah, that's right. They would not get their money back on a buffet from me.
That is how I win back. I'm over at the prime rib station going, hit me again.
So I have to tell you, I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story, and my sister thinks it's the funniest thing ever. There was a pizza place in my hometown, Houma, Louisiana. It was called Mr. Gaddy's. I would go to Mr. Gaddy's all the time growing up as a kid, and I would get their little, they had a lunch buffet. So every summer, that's where I lived. It was like $2 and something, and it was like the lowest, cheapest thing in town. Maybe it was for $3 or $4. I don't remember. They had to kick me out one time.
Of the buffet?
Of the buffet. Because I was going every day, and I was eating them out of food. Like, the guy literally, they called because I would ride my bicycle there. And the guy called the house, and they're like, yeah, you need to come and pick him up because he doesn't want to leave. And I am the person that was literally kicked out of the buffet for eating them out of the buffet. I wasn't allowed back. I don't even know if they even know that that was me. I'm sure I have a picture somewhere in the back room, and they said, if you see this boy, don't let him out. And they used the little aging thing. You know how they always do like for like missing persons where they go, oh, they might look like this now.
Yeah,
I bet they have that little line of, they may look like this, this, or this. Don't let this guy in.
I give props to John Panette because that was his joke about getting kicked out of the buffet. But I don't think...
Mine isn't a joke.
I'm not saying yours because I used it a second ago. But I don't think I've ever actually been kicked out of a buffet, but I have definitely been given the stink eye by the owner of a all-you-can-eat place. Like...
Oh, all-you-can-eat places are so gross.
No, they didn't used to be, man. Some of them used to be so good.
Yeah, I think they were.
I'll tell you the best.
You just didn't know better.
I'll tell you the best one ever. Paula Deen had the Paula Deen's Buffet in Tunica at the old Harris Casino, which isn't there anymore. And, I mean, it was – because normally, buffet, you're sacrificing quantity and sometimes variety for quality. But at Paula Deen's, you had both. And I'm – obviously not still telling this story, but okay.
No, you are telling the story.
Who are you calling?
His sister.
Who are, oh,
to say the same story.
He's calling the pizza story place.
I should call the pizza place.
Oh, that would have been funnier.
Hey, you're on our podcast live right now, but I just wanted to say, the getting kicked out of the Mr. Gaddy's buffet when I was a little kid,
true
or false?
True.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, love you. That's all.
Nobody. He wanted to prove that the story is true that no one questioned.
We see you, Bubba. We believe you.
We believe you. It's
okay. I heard this.
Yeah, that was not a story that was out of your.
That's ridiculous. There's no way that happened.
It's not like you said you.
I did something really healthy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you kicked me out of the gym because I wouldn't get off the treadmill. I was gonna call you a liar.
You know, I was really going to say, I was going to go, it's not like you said that you did pull-ups. Because I remember the time he was like, I was like,
you can't do pull-ups.
And he did like five or something.
Oh,
dumb. Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding?
And
we
had to give him money.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Because I didn't think anyone could lift the leg weight. Just forgetting your body weight, your legs. And I'm serious.
I know.
That's a lot of weight in those legs, man.
Yeah, there is. My leg, each leg of mine is probably like both of everybody else's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I have two of them.
Because it's not fat at all.
Do you remember the sushi train when we were in Japan?
Yes.
That was a different kind of buffet, but it was all you could. No, it wasn't all you can eat. You had to pay for every plate.
You paid by the plate.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Somewhere I have a picture of Bubba and I's table with a stack of plates was like this.
It was one of the most impressive
things ever. It was great.
And they loved us. You know, we sat down and they went, oh,
well, yeah, they loved
go.
Us because we spent money.
You had to.
Big and, boy Americans sitting down. Let's see what they think they can do. And we proved.
Yeah. You guys have like your plates are all stacked up super high.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have that picture. Bubba's looking for it.
I am looking for it.
It was so great. It was, you know, was a different kind of. Who is D's call?
Hello.
Hey, Bob, it's D. We're on the podcast right now.
Okay.
True or false? Anyway.
True or false? What?
No, that's a joke. It's part of the joke. The joke's already done. I don't keep telling the joke.
I can't find the. The
He's not calling somebody plate. Else to reinforce the joke.
I love Bubba so much. I do. It's why it works.
This hurts my heart, man.
I know, buddy.
Oh my gosh! So Paula Deen had a buffet. Wow, man.
So what's on the fried chicken?
Oh, fried. Meatloaf. I don't remember, but everything mac was and cheese. So good. Yeah. You know, there's always mashed potatoes on a buffet, and sometimes it's at best it's okay. Mm-hmm. No, not a Paula Deen. It was like, what is in this?
Butter. Yeah, butter. Lots
secret,
of butter.
You know, heroin. I don't know, but it was freaking great.
You didn't feel. Go ahead.
Oh, did you feel terrible after you ate
all
of that?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Of course you did.
Oh, that's a great picture.
Oh, look at the plates.
Garrett, take a look at my camera. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, that is. They still
that's
probably still tell.
Of plates.
They have that picture up on the wall there now, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
May I just say this? What we've never taken into account is look at all the other plates still on the table.
Oh, yeah, no, that wasn't
that
all
wasn't
our plates.
The entire stack. There's
that was
still
the point
five
at which
or six
the stack
more.
Got so high that it started to wobble, and then we were like, let's not keep adding to this. Then we literally started a second stack.
It's a building progression.
That's right.
Picture is what that is. Mm-hmm. I went to the original one in
Savannah.
Yeah. Boy, it feels like it's going to be great. It looks good. Boy,
which one is that?
Paula Deen.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I hadn't eaten so much, I probably would have felt fine.
I had the chicken pot pie, and it had this really beautiful lattice on top of it, you know, and the flaky crust or whatever.
Do you mean lettuce?
No,
and it was just so – I think they used lard.
That's lard shortening. Better.
I think she's talked about that she used lard. That was a big thing.
And it's good, but boy,
it's healthier.
Two bites. It is healthier. I know it sounds crazy, but it's. We went through the whole thing. Remember, it was like low fat, no fat.
Oh,
that craze.
Yeah, no, that was terrible.
It was terrible. And so we can. Bubba, when those Olestra chips came out. Oh, man, he was pumped up, and then he was pumped out.
Yes, it's true. It is very true. Man, we got some for the show. We're like, these are great, and we did a taste test, and I ate, like, the whole bag.
I don't believe
that. I'm like, this is the best thing ever. Mm-hmm.
And that was... Yeah, we had to, like, preempt the last hour of the show. People are like, hey, I've heard this before. Yeah, well. It's a whole nother show going on. that's stuff.
And I mean, I remember when it came out like a week later, they're reissuing it with
warnings.
Came out,
it came out like in 30 minutes.
Yeah, they're reissuing it with the warnings that are like, careful, may lead to.
Yeah, hey, go ahead.
Hey, D, true or false? We're on the podcast.
Okay, what's up?
Did I do the Olestra thing?
True.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
okay, bye.
I guess I believe you. I definitely didn't believe him. No, it said something like oily discharge passing gas, and people were like, nope, that's words I don't like in a sentence together.
Oily discharge while passing gas.
The problem was we all had that moment where we go, I mean, oily discharge, but it means I don't have to eat baked Lays, because those were terrible.
Now, think about the guy who had to come, or the people who came up with the phrase. Because, you know, they're like, okay, we've got to tell people.
Okay, we can't. Listen.
They could have just put it on the bag.
Everybody
never trust a fart.
Down. You cannot say greasy fart. So, what we need to do
there's
is
somebody
come up with a
he's at a whiteboard. And like, all right, there's no wrong answers. No, just throw it at it.
What do you got there in the back?
How about explosive?
No, explosive is a bad word. Okay, what do you think?
Silent but slimy.
No, okay, we'll write it down.
We'll write it down. What you got? Hiroshima.
No, definitely can't do that. Come on, guys. No bad answers. Except the ones you've already given.
Oily discharge?
That doesn't sound quite as bad.
Let's run that through legal.
All right, let's try.
And I'm feeling good about it. Though. Thanks, guys. All right, we'll see you at the...
The store?
At the next marketing meeting.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's how that went.
I like that we were transported to that place.
We went there.
Someone, yeah.
What are you guys doing for the weekend? Here in Nashville, it's going to rain for the next 7 days.
Woohoo!
Nice.
Yeah, I'm taking the car. Really... I got to get the car out. What?
In the rain?
No, no, it's not raining now. Tomorrow.
No,
tomorrow,
I meant, I thought you meant you were taking your car out in the rain. I was like, what? No.
You know, I'm not as weird about it as much. Like, I don't, not heavy, heavy rain, but like,
you'll get
caught
now?
Out. Yeah, I'll get caught out sometimes and like, a passing shower. Right. And it'll, it's fine. It just, but the problem is getting it wet and then stopping. Because then the water gets down into weird crevices in these old cars, and then you can get, like, rust kind of setting in. But if you're moving, it kind of, like,
Yeah, it's almost like a blow dryer.
Yeah.
Just kind of continuing to push it. It touches the car but blows off and lets something else touch the car, and then it blows it off, and it's not pooling anywhere.
Yeah, and it also doesn't do well in, like, handling. It's really squirrely.
He's talking about the 70s Chevelle that he has, and it's his John Wick car, and I still say you need to replace the front license plate and put John Thick on there.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's dude, it's so great.
Yeah, that's great. No, but I'm portraying a certain image with this, and I don't want to mess that up.
Yeah.
What image are you portraying?
That I'm not John Thick. That's the image. I want it to be I'm
true
John
or false. Okay. Are you John Thick?
I mean, I am John Thick, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I saw that movie, Nobody. And I sent
it good.
To you over Thanksgiving.
I know it's good.
How did I not know this existed?
Yeah,
it's
really good.
What's the guy who did the Batman, the thumbs thing and all that? Oh, my gosh.
It's Better Call Saul, the actor, Carson.
Bob Odenkirk?
Yeah, yes. Odenkirk. Yeah, he used to do he writes a lot of comedy stuff too. But he did this thing. He's basically like a John Wick style character.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's from the John Wick producers and all that. Yeah, I never knew that happened.
And he got in super shape for it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He talked about how it really changed his life.
It was so good. Yeah. I watched it and I'm blown away because, I love John Wick movies. And then this was kind of like a side John Wick style movie because he had the stack of gold doubloons and, bars and all that like John Wick. And he was a retired somebody, nobody.
So is it in the John Wick universe?
I don't know.
No.
They don't explain that. But they are doing the spinoff from the Continental, which is going to follow different people through the hotel. So I don't know. But it's called Nobody. And if you like the John Wick movies, you're going to flip out.
Never saw them at all.
What?
But I do love Odenkirk, so maybe I'd watch it.
I'll also say again, the original the first two Kingsman movies are some of the best movies as well.
Yep.
If you've never seen them, the third one, the one with the Russian guy.
Dumb.
It was terrible. Like, it was really good up until they killed the Russian guy off. Spoilers, but that happens early in the movie, and it's terrible. It's like, why would you kill off the best, most compelling character in the first half hour of a movie?
I'm sorry, we're still
true
laughing
false.
Over here.
True or false? The Kingsman, two of the best
two
movies.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. That really
this
happened.
This is a
yeah,
joke
really
that
happened.
Keeps on giving. It just,
this hurts my heart.
You did it.
There it goes, man.
He's our Bubba. That's why we love
that's
him.
That's right. You're absolutely right. There's
that's
no
right.
question.
Yeah, he's the best. He's like gosh. It's like. So if we're all dogs.
Yeah, he's a yellow lab.
He's a lab.
He is.
I'm a golden retriever.
One of those.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know, hi.
Hey.
Hi, you guys.
Yeah, would not be more of a terrier?
No.
Isn't that
no.
Kinda,
no.
What?
No, terriers have a little attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a little attitude.
You don't.
And I'm a little hyper.
Morning, no, you're like the nice one.
You're not. You don't have that.
When you get here every day, it's like, hey.
Oh, it's yelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Martin!
What would Patrick be? What would his dog be?
Oh, something fat. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm like it doesn't have to be. Just go by personality, not really looks.
I'm like that.
We'll tell you what you are.
A pug.
Okay.
What's a smart dog?
I don't know anything
about
border
collie?
More like a shih tzu. Patrick is like a human shih tzu.
No,
very intelligent.
Border collies are super smart.
Yeah, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't they? Aren't they super aggressive if you get in there?
Yeah, right, they're also herders.
Yeah, so.
Timmy's in the well.
Oh, that's not that's you.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, you're kind of overlooking
herding
everything and
like what I do with you people every day.
Trying to rein it in.
Come on.
What is Carson?
Uh, I don't know a lot about dogs.
Chihuahua.
So I'm really not good at this. That sounds
a chihuahua.
Right.
Yeah, I look cute, but I'm super mean and I bite you for no reason.
Actually,
Big D's like the Saint Bernard. You know, he's just like kind of you know.
Yeah.
Stoic and, like, and big, and you know,
like the cartoon with the guy where he had, you know, hey Fred, and you know, yeah, he has
oh,
a
yeah,
hair.
Yeah,
over
yeah,
his,
yeah.
What
yeah,
was the
smart
movie? There was a movie with Saint Bernard.
Beethoven.
Beethoven. That's right. That was
yeah, Saint Bernard, because also always coming in with gadgets, and Saint mm-hmm. Bernard carries the little barrel of whiskey around.
That's right.
Actually,
yeah,
that should be Patrick.
No, because the whiskey's not for the Saint Bernard. So
no, they you know. So that is they sent him out into the Alps or whatever,
like a rescue dog.
So rescue, and they is, did they have is it? I think I said one time it was whiskey in there.
Yeah,
I'm sure it still
so
is
yeah,
whiskey because it doesn't freeze.
Yeah. No, right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you. So when someone's broken their leg, they want whiskey, I guess. What's the whiskey for again?
Well, I'm looking it up
when
right
they're
now
stuck in the snow. Like, I had a Great Pyrenees growing up who was kind of the equivalent, but all white because they were from the Pyrenees Mountains. And same thing, they were kind of rescue-y dogs. Or Newfoundland.
But what was the, point, of the whiskey, though?
That it was to warm you up. That was to keep you alive.
It doesn't actually warm you up, though.
Yeah, isn't it actually the worst thing for you? It's like a false.
Okay, but it was from the 1800s.
Why are St. Bernards depicted with barrels around their necks? High in the Alps on the border between Italy and Switzerland, is the Great St. Bernard Pass used to cross the mountain range since the Bronze Age. That's what the dogs are
the
named.
The Bronze Age, like LeBron?
Bronze Age. What about the barrels? The barrels we see around the dogs' necks in paintings and cartoons are the invention of a kid named Edward Landseer in 1820. 17-year-old painter from England produced a work called Alpine Mastiffs Reanimating a Distressed Traveler.
Oh.
The painting portrays two St. Bernards standing over a fallen traveler, one dog barking alarm, the other attempting to revive him by licking his hand. The dog licking his hand has a barrel stamped around his neck, which he claims is contained brandy. Despite the fact that brandy wouldn't be something you'd want if you were trapped in a blizzard, alcohol causes blood vessels to dilate, resulting in blood rushing to your skin and your body temperature decreasing rapidly. Mm-hmm. And the dogs never carried such barrels. The collar neck keg stuck in public's imagination, and the image has endured. So that's a 200-year-old
I really thought it was a thing.
Thing
I did, too.
Somebody made up.
Also, the guy's name was Landseer, and that's a breed of Newfoundland, not St. Bernard.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a Landseer.
But you know what's... I remember it being like a cartoon when I was a kid of a St. Bernard and like... Something to do with
they were always rescuing people with
mm-hmm.
the whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was like a Bugs Bunny one where they like met up with the dog and the dog like revived somebody with the little barrel.
But all that's made up. That never really was
boo.
A thing.
I really was convinced of that.
Mm. You know, you can buy a little collar with a barrel for your Saint Bernard.
Well,
though,
that's cute.
So you can put it around his neck and you can look like.
Are you going to get another dog, Carson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I move. Yeah.
Do you know what you want?
No, just whatever needs me. I'll just go to the shelter and find one or two. Yeah.
Whatever needs you?
Like, she'll walk up to the cage and be like, oh, that's the one.
Yeah, do you have a dog that maybe has special needs?
When I say cage, I meant kennel.
Yeah. Do you need extra help with it? Does it need medication? Does it need an operation?
Oh, you want a project dog.
Yeah, I usually take on project dogs.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, and it could be just, or I just get a dog that looks sad. And I say, okay, but I'll probably pick up a couple. The problem is, you know, the guy I live next door to, he's got the two that basically stay out on his deck all the time and they fight. And I hear it. And my fear is if they bust through the deck, because we share a wall, and if they get out of his house, he's had a dog that is no longer with us, but that dog attacked the woman next door. It attacked a dog outside. And I go, I can't bring another animal in that environment. So
you're going to wait till you move?
So I'm going to wait till I move, yeah.
Hmm. Pickle juice. Does pickle juice freeze?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean,
because it's vinegar, wouldn't that be great? Because
does,
that's great for dehydration, which if you're out in the Alpine Pass.
Freeze because they make pickle juice popsicles. It just freezes. Like anything with salt in it, it has a different freezing point than...
Who eats that?
I don't know. I think pickle juice is the nastiest.
What, pickle juice? Oh, I love
pickle juice. Popsicle?
I would totally do that.
It's like people who do what they call a pickleback, where you take a shot and then you drink pickle juice afterwards.
Oh,
I thought that was that band.
That's the nastiest thing.
Gross.
Oh, so nasty.
That's the joke, Bubba.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, we heard.
Freezing point of pickle juice. Hold on, I have to find out this stuff. Freezing point of pickle juice is lower than regular 32 degrees. I'm trying to find it, though.
True or
pretty
false?
Pretty sure I just said that. I said it's confirming. Got a different freezing point than
Carson, did you say true
regular
false?
Water. Yeah, true. Who can we call? So get somebody on the phone to prove this.
Give me somebody, anybody. Give me somebody while I'm waiting.
You hate, have you always hated pickles?
Oh, I just, yeah.
Yeah, they're gross.
Always hated pickles.
You don't give me that?
Yeah, I don't need them.
How can you hate pickle juice but love Chick-fil-A? Because don't they make
They don't. We proved that was a wives' tale.
I still think it is a true thing.
I do, too. Whenever you see, when you're trying to replicate a recipe from a restaurant, and everyone thinks, I mean, pickle juice as a marinade is pretty common, especially with chicken. Oh. Yeah, and so is buttermilk.
Mm. Dude, if you had a jar of pickle juice right now, I would drink every drop.
And I would not be here to watch that.
You guys like buttermilk?
I mean,
I couldn't drink it.
I don't know what I'd do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good for chicken. Like, if you're going to, like, grill, fry chicken, it's really good for it. That's kind of the, and you kind of add stuff to it. Make it whatever. Cool. So why don't you know that?
True or false?
True or false?
What are you doing this weekend, Carson?
I have a Maren Morris concert tonight, and then I don't know. I think I'm just gonna hang.
Yeah.
I don't really
college football championships all
weekend. Yeah, I don't really have anything on the agenda. Yeah.
Got games. Yeah. Got game. The game going on now. We're filming this now, but. There's a game going on now. There's two games tonight.
There's a game, and now?
There's a game right now.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it's
shows you how much I'm paying attention. I know USC and Utah are playing tonight.
Yeah, I got money on that.
My favorite is like that the Hawaii games that always play at like, you know, late, because like on a weekend when you can't go to sleep, those games are always on. And I think it's awesome. What a smart thing for Hawaii to do, to be so far behind everybody else.
Yeah. It's good that they planned it that way.
Yeah. It's Akron and Buffalo.
Oh, is that the MAC championship?
I believe you are correct.
All right.
Wow. Okay, look at you.
I know Carson, all the conferences because I'm a weirdo.
What is...
Also, Cameroon and Brazil are playing in the World Cup currently.
Well, just everybody stop what you're doing.
Kirk Cameroon?
No.
I was thinking Cameroon.
I went
Cameroon
Bubba on that. I did full Bubba.
You did full Bubba.
Or we say...
as we say.
Carson.
True or false, we say Kirk Cameroon. That'd be false, Bubba. No one's ever said that before, ever.
Kirk
today.
Cameron is the whitest guy in the world.
What is Akron's mascot name? What are they
the
known
Zips.
As? Okay, I was asking. Hey, Carson.
Oh, I missed that part because I was listening to him.
I was going
to
say the acorns, so I was wrong.
Akron Acorns?
Yeah, wouldn't
acorns.
That be adorable?
Akron Zips.
That actually would be adorable.
Yeah. What is, they're playing Buffalo. What are the Buffalo, what are they known as?
Oh, shoot. I should have known that.
Buffalo, New York. Buffalo... Bulls, the Bulls.
Oh, I would say the Beef Bulls. On Weck. No, okay, that's Rochester.
What about North Texas? University of North Texas. What is there really known as? Patrick?
The Mean Green.
That's right, Mean Green. What about...
I had that little bicycle.
UTSA.
Is that a school?
Yeah.
Can I just answer?
Yeah.
It's the Roadrunners.
Roadrunners.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Utah, the Utes.
Yep.
Someone goes to it? Are you saying
Utes?
That's the only reason I knew that one.
USC Trojans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas State.
I know it. I'm waiting to see if Carson knows.
Oh, my bad.
It.
Okay. No.
It's the Wildcats.
There you go. I'm like, I knew the Jayhawks.
You got TCU Horned Frogs.
Mm-hmm. That I know because Garth Brooks wore a TCU sweatshirt in one of his specials in the 90s, and it was TCU Horned Frogs.
There you go.
Wow. There you go. Wow.
That I would have known.
Yeah. I just realized that somewhere in my brain, I know the mascot of all 120-something.
I bet you do.
Division One, you know, top-level college football programs, and that's really a waste of space.
No, you got plenty of space.
Really
you
is.
You got plenty of space up there.
Like,
the hats don't fit you.
No, they don't. It's a really,
I always
really...
see those ads, like, on TikTok, and it goes, you know, I always think of you. They're always talking about, you know, if you have your hat, you're on the last, you know, notch. You know, that was me, and then I invented a hat company. I was thinking about you and your big, gigantic not noggin.
Wait, there's hats for big heads? Like, yeah. Right? Oh, that's
not
really smart.
Hats for big people.
You can get like an extension, too, like on an airplane. You can get the extra little notches.
Yeah. You should make that. Just get the extra notch thing. Yeah.
Is there any kind of clothing that you wear that isn't plus size?
Socks.
That's it.
I have normal size. I mean, they're
do
big socks.
Do you own pants that do not have an elastic waist?
At the moment, no, not at all. Even my, like, really fancy dress pants, they all have a little give in them, you know?
Oh, just
and,
a tuck.
And, I mean, you know, because you shop at DXL, pretty much everything's got a little.
Yeah, they mix, the fabric is kind of a, it's like it's denim, stretchy. But it's magic. It's
yeah,
weird.
I've got some superhero
elastic.
Skinny jeans.
Yeah, it's not elastic like the waistband of these, like where it's just all, you know, but it's like, it's got a little give on the side where there's elastic hidden. I don't know how it works, but it's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah. When you take your pants off at night, can you can Vivica roll a marble down the rut that your pants made around your body?
I want to say no, but I know
you
it's
know
probably
can.
True. Probably yes. Let's be honest.
If you were laying on your stomach and you just taking your pants off and there was a marble nearby, she's going to put it in there.
No, my pants really aren't that tight. Like, you know, I don't wear super tight pants.
What size underwear do you wear?
I have no idea. No idea. I mean,
what?
I have no idea what size my underwear are.
But why are you talking like we're the idiots that don't know?
You know
size?
What size your underwear are?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean,
how do you go about getting your underwear?
How do you? Know. Who buys your underwear?
Probably my wife. Yeah, since we've been married, I wear the same kind of underwear every day, all the time. It's these boxers, the knit boxers, and I think it's Fruit of the Loom. That's the only ones I like because it's that very specific kind, and then I probably got 3 packs of them sitting waiting to be used. Like I'm never gonna run out.
God,
unless
but you
I
go
lose
through
weight.
Underwear quick.
Why would he go through underwear quick?
What?
I don't know. I don't know why I said that. So you don't know what size you wear.
No, I don't know what size socks I wear either. I assume they're large. I don't know.
I wear XL. And I have forever. That's the weird thing is like I gain weight, but not around my waist. It's above my waist that I gain the weight.
Yeah. I feel like we should call Vivica. True or false, Patrick?
Do you think she would know this? What size underwear you wear?
How much? She'd have a better chance of knowing than me.
I've got $2 in cash. Bobby, you went on. You went on this.
Man, you guys are trying to turn me into a better.
Yeah, we are. All right, here's $2. Carson, you in?
Five.
I don't have any cash, so I'm just going to.
I have a single.
I'll sit here and mediate.
Here. You know what, Carson? I'm going to front you.
Can we do this on camera? Is this like against some kind of law somewhere?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. So I've got Carson's got $2
yep,
in.
Yep,
I have
yep,
$2
yep.
in. Baba has $2 in.
I only have one.
Oh, okay, just one. That's fine.
I mean, I have a 50, but I'm not giving you a 50. That's some part of my COVID. They're going to cut us off money. Remember how during COVID, like everybody had cash just in case the banks all crashed and shut down? So I have like big bills.
Just, 50, that's going to get you through.
No, but right, so, it's going to get me. It's going to get me to my stash of food here at the building.
The banking collapses. I don't think $50 is going to matter. Okay, so we've got
pull us up there.
Hey, are you in on this, Patrick? You would owe us.
Hello.
Hey, Viv.
$5. It's $5 bet.
$5 bet total.
Hey, Vivica, here. We're on the podcast right now.
Can you
true
hear
or
me?
False?
I don't know if she can hear me. Viv, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me? No, she
can
just keeps
you
saying
hear
hello.
Him?
Just I don't know what's going on.
Just okay. Unplug it.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah.
Okay. So do you know, we're on the podcast, do you know what size underwear I wear?
Yes.
What size?
What? You want me to tell the world?
Yes.
Sure, I don't care. What size is it?
A 2X.
Double X. No, don't say nothing. Whatever, come on. I'm going to mute you. Oh, my gosh.
2X.
Just 2X was good enough, babe.
Well, at least she started with the low number because it's a range. 42 to whatever.
Fruit
she said. She went 42
of the loom.
2X.
You're
going to do a size conversion
underwear.
Chart?
Are you okay? You in the middle of something important? Okay, my wife's at work. We're calling her with stupid questions on our podcast.
Yeah, that one's 2X. It's a 42. We have to special order
it's
it.
A 42 to 52.
Viv, true or false, none of my pants don't have elastic in the waistband.
Wait, that's a double negative.
Okay. It is kind of
Do
a weird,
any
yeah.
of my pants have not have elastic in the waistband?
No, I think even your fancy pants have it.
Yeah, they do. Fancy pants. That's correct. So there you go. True or false?
Are they really fancy?
We managed to use
that.
I managed to make that happen. You'll get this joke later if you ever listen to this podcast, which I'm pretty sure you don't. So that's probably best. So hi, dear. I'll be home later this afternoon. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
She's so adorable.
Did I win that bet? Was the bet that, you know, here's $5. Take that. Five dang dollars.
Is that five or is that four?
Yeah, between yours and
two,
his.
Two and three and two, two and one, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like it.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Well, now you also know that you
wear double X.
You wear 2XL if you ever want to go actually buy your own.
Put that into your contacts.
What's he saying?
Oh, Garrett's in the back going, Patrick, you owe me some
Sonic. I do owe him money, yeah. All right, Garrett, here you go.
Sonic-ish.
All right, anything else, guys?
No, I think nothing. We're I think we're good.
Solid. I'm going to go burn some petrol.
Okay, do that. Thanks again for having us on the podcast. For those of you watching on YouTube, you're going to miss this part out, but you can look at it up on YouTube. We do have the Jeff Dunham interview posted there. But for those of you listening on a podcast app, got the interview with Jeff Dunham, ventriloquist comedian, super cool guy, coming up next. And now...
This was the podcast, but now it's over, but that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Jeff Dunham has got a new special coming out on Friday. It's going to be a one-hour special called Me the People, and it's on Comedy Central. What's up, brother?
Nothing. Just having a good time getting ready for Turkey Day. You guys?
We're doing well. I was bragging about you the other day. We were talking about good topical comedians, and I was like, you know, probably the most underrated, and this is crazy because, you know, everybody knows your name and everybody knows your puppets, your characters, but I was like, probably one of the most underrated writers is Jeff Dunham. You do so much topical stuff. There's so much that you do every week that's just different, that fits. Like, you have jokes that only work for 1 week.
Yeah, I know. It's the non-evergreen stuff. And that's what's difficult with some of the specials, is you want them to be topical and not be like, well, that was fun. Because if it's topical and good, it's great right then. But then in a year, you go, well, this is really dated. So it's a really interesting balance of, in the old days, you know, this is going to be my 11th special. In the old days, I used to not even mention the president's name.
Uh-huh.
I would say the president. So uh-huh. whenever it was on, you could, you know, it was evergreen. But now it's kind of, yeah.
Are you working on any new characters?
Oh, yeah. For one, you know, people have accused Walter of looking like Biden for years, you know, since Obama was in office, and now we're kind of embracing it and dyed his hair a little more gray, put some sunglasses and a suit on him, and now he pretends he is Biden. And it's not like I have a Biden dummy. It's Walter pretending that
he is
Biden.
Great.
So, yeah, and I try and make fun of all sides equally. I try and take it back all the way to Will Rogers and Bob Hope and Carson and Leno, where you never really knew their politics.
Wow.
And I think most people have a decent sense of humor. And, you know, if you make fun of sides a little bit on both sides, you know, it's not name calling. It's not nasty. You're not calling a big group a bunch of idiots. You know, it's as both sides do. I think people can come in and have fun. So, but as for the new characters, yeah, there's a new guy. During the pandemic, I'm like everybody, you know, who was out of, you know, out of sorts, trying to figure out what to do. So I decided to show everybody in YouTube videos and how I made the character. So I built the character online during the pandemic. And responding to everybody being on social media with their phones and kids and adults, you know, telling the kids to put the phones away. So I made a younger guy who stuck on his phone and had the fans name him, and they named him Earl, but it spelled URL.
I love that.
That's pretty good.
That's actually a great name for people, like to name their kid.
URL. That's really good.
Earl. But what really I'm proud of myself with is that he actually is typing the whole time I'm talking to him. So he's got his little phone, his little thumbs are going away, you can see it. So
how do you do that?
Do you physically make the dolls?
Yeah. I build all the dummies and in my little shop in my garage. And, some of the YouTube videos are kind of fun. People don't realize. And I embrace the current technology where it used to be all, you know, either carving from wood, and then I moved on to fiberglass, and now what I do is I sculpt it in clay and then scan the sculpt with a 3D scanner and then print the shell of the head with a 3D printer. And it's just it's kind of a lot of fun.
Well, it's also brilliant to do that because now the characters will live forever. It's not like every single one is slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, now you can just, if something happens, you can 3D print a new one.
Yeah, that's to me, that's good and bad because there's always a little life and more character in something that's handmade. And, you know, now you can scan it and make it perfect. And it's like, nothing in nature is perfectly balanced when it comes to, like, a human face or whatever. But, you're right. In the old ones, like the old dummies, there's molds. And if I destroy the mold, then the guy is gone. But, yeah, you're right. Now everything is going to live digitally on a computer. We need another one. Click. There it is.
Yeah. You know, back in before even molds, they actually just used real little kids. Little. I don't know if you knew that.
There are a couple dummies. You know, they said that the original Pirates of the Caribbean in Disneyland, all the skulls were actually human skulls that Walt got from wherever.
Yeah.
And I think all of them have been replaced except one.
Wow.
They're all synthetic, and now there's one real skull left.
Jeff Dunham is joining us. The new Comedy Central special, it's called Me the People, is coming out on Friday. You all right?
Oh, yeah. It's early morning here, and mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Okay. It's coming out
been a long week on the road. I have, you know, 5 shows in a row, and they're all 2 hours and 15 minutes long. So, yeah. It's tough.
Dude, one of my favorite things watching your shows, and I'm fanboying because I do every time we have you on the show. One of my favorite things is whenever you do the back and forth arguments with the characters. I'm like, how does he not mess that up?
Well, it's one of those things, you know, when a kid starts to try and learn a skill in the third grade when they're, you know, in fourth grade or when they're little kids. If by the time you're 60, you're not good at it, then maybe you shouldn't have done that.
You know, I'm Jeff, I'm so excited. After all the years of having you on, I think this might be the first time that we've never had you, do the skit. You know,
what?
Why? It's because I love you guys because you actually carry on an intelligent conversation and ask good questions. Whereas, you know, growing up doing the clubs, I'd go to towns and whatever, in so many towns where the comedy club would buy the airtime, and then guys like you were forced to have the comedians on. And sometimes your guests were good, sometimes they were terrible. Mm. But I was used to so many times where the jocks were like, didn't want me there. I had dummies. They're like, why in the world is this guy even here? This makes no sense. We're doing ventriloquism on the air. So they would say, you know, what do you want us to ask you? And I would say, just say hi. That's it. And then I would just take over.
Yeah.
And then they ended up loving it. And every time I go back to a market, I bring in the dummy, and Walter would just go off, and we'd do all current topic jokes, and they loved it. You guys always wanted to have a conversation, which I thought was, at first it was annoying, and now it's refreshing.
Yeah. Are we the only one who does interviews with you like this?
No. There's a good number. And it's I guess when the fame got to it, or the notoriety got to a certain point with me, the name recognition, then it was easier to have real conversations because people actually knew, they actually had questions.
Yeah.
Whereas before, here's some guy who's playing a comedy club and he has dummies. What are we going to ask him? You know what I mean? So it's easier now. And there's a little bit of fame there. There's something to talk about.
Well, I have, so tell you what, you don't use your dummy. I've been working on a new dummy. I pulled my shirt up over my hand now. This is Greg. Say, hey, Greg.
Hey, what's going on?
So we've got.
I see you moving your mouth.
We got Jeff Dunham here.
Oh, I hate that guy. He's a hack.
Oh, don't say that. He's not.
Hey, he's a hack. He's terrible. I don't like him at all. Boy, he's making millions off of my back.
Greg, I put him away. Greg, that crazy Greg.
See how easy that is.
Yeah.
Dude, it's great because nobody can hate him for what he said because it was the puppet.
Golly, Jeff, you're
you
the biggest.
Have officially jumped the shark.
Hey, have you ever replaced your radio collection that you had lost?
My radio collection?
Yeah, didn't you have a radio collection or something like that that was lost in the fire?
No, that was Carrot Top. What?
No, I swear.
Look at Bubba just coming up with stuff.
No,
hey,
I swear.
How's the reconstruction after that accident?
There was something you collected. It was like old radios or something like that.
Remember when you died and you were dead for 15 days,
man,
and you came back? What was that like?
Did I really misidentify you with somebody? I swore that we had this conversation. Maybe it was a dream. I don't know.
Your hair plugs are awesome.
Hey, look, I'm Greg.
So you're saying that I lost a bunch of collectibles in a fire? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I swear the fire was coming to your house on one of the wildfires like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Here I know what you're talking about. No, I had a friend who had, wow, okay. So I had a friend who, he knew I had like two Hummers, right? And it was the capacity to carry stuff was crazy, right? And so the fire was coming towards his house, and he called me and said, can you come to the house and help us get the valuables out? I'm like, sure. So his wife was my manager. He was a friend. And so the fire was getting closer. They'd emptied his neighborhood. Everyone was evacuated except them. He wanted to get the stuff out. They had two tiny cars. So my wife at the time and I drove the two Hummers up there. We pull up to their house. It's literally like a war movie. Everybody's gone. There's smoke in the air. We're coughing. And the fire is just a couple miles away. We go in the front door. He goes, okay, in here. And all that he wanted us to get, not the china, not the family valuables, not the photo albums, it was literally three rooms full of comic books.
Well, see, this story, this is like playing telephone. Like, Bubba remembered it completely different.
I do, and that's so nuts.
And it's not even close to the story.
Your story is much closer to Dunkirk. Duncomic.
Yeah, no, I don't recall ever losing any collectibles in a fire. That's
man.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second. We did have the fires around here where I live, and I was concerned that if the house burnt down, I'd have to start over again. There was that.
And do you have a radio collection?
No.
What?
No, he doesn't. Hey, you remember when you played Dr. Huxtable? That was cool. That was cool.
Yeah, I know. Claire and I got along really well.
Man, Jeff, this will be the last time we have Jeff Dunham on the show. Can I have Walter say goodbye to me just one more time?
Oh, no.
Walter, come here. Okay, so usually you guys don't like to have me on, but today I guess I should. Are you not going to let me do any jokes from the special? Can I do anyone at all whatsoever?
Walter, you can do whatever you want because this is the last time Jeff will be on our show.
Yeah.
Why? What did he do wrong this time?
Oh, he didn't. I did.
Okay, I thought you were canceling him from your show. But by the way, we don't pay attention to the cancel stuff. We do the jokes anyway, like this one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is one of the jokes they cut out of the Comedy Central show where I said, there's the little joke, and Jeff says, how'd you get here this evening, Mr. President? Because, you know, I'm dressed up like Biden. I said, I wanted to ride that bike again, but they told me not again. Oh, wait, the first joke, though, was Jeff says, you got to run the country well. And I go, well, that's as easy as riding a bike. Hey, ba-dum-bum.
God, how have you had a career? This is unbelievable.
I haven't gotten to the good joke yet.
Oh, wow.
And he says, ride the bike again. They told me not again. I said, I don't know why. I have so many drugs in me. Even Lance Armstrong is like, dude, too much. So that's the one they cut out.
Greg, come on in here. Let me tell you something, old man.
All right, jeffdunham.com. The new show, it's called Me the People. It premieres this Friday on Comedy Central. Jeff, always the best. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. I can't believe I actually got to hear from Greg. That was really good.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got competition now.
Anytime. Bring it.
We'll see you, man.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Later. Dude, I swear he had a radio collection. Don't you remember that?
Nope.
Only you. Maybe it was a dream.
Here's an update. Patrick proved I was right. Yeah, baby.
Patrick proved he went back and found the old thing, and it was a stereo equipment collection that he was talking about. So I don't know when Jeff Dunham lied to us. I don't know if he lied to us just now.
I don't think he lied. I think he just doesn't. I think he doesn't.
He
care.
Doesn't remember.
Doesn't both. All
yeah. No, I know. But which one is the truth? I want to know. But anyway, I feel vindicated because I knew I had that memory of talking to him about it and he telling the whole story and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so I feel good. And we have it on tape, Jeff Dunham.
Man,